alarm, mobile.
Star 7-4,
I just been down and got my eyeballs checked, and they all checked out okay, and headed back towards the QTH, and then I think the War Department wants to go to Costco or Spartanburg.
Listen, for a friend of mine, I asked, does your eye doctor do optorectomies?
Optorectalitis, yes, I passed that one, Steve, a long time ago.
No, KN4VWA, this is for a friend of mine. I need to get that nerve clipped between his bottom and his eyeball so he will have a little better outlook on life.
That joke's about as old as you are, Steve, or me. I heard that one. Well, I'm glad to be on the road. They put some numbing drops in my eyes, but they don't seem to have affected my vision any. Some old boy's on a high lift working on this stoplight right up above my car, so I hope he don't drop anything.
Just tell everybody you got Barney Google eyes. That's an oldie, isn't it?
No, I don't remember that one.
That song from back in the 40s? Barney Google with them googly eyes. Shoot, you gotta remember that one.
No, I'm sorry. That would have been my daddy, I guess.
All right. Well, go look it up. You'll get a kick out of it. Oh, you'd be proud of me, Mom.
Well, you actually measured the door before you bought the stove?
Man, I got this 275-pound stove in there in my new room on the new hardwood floor through the door without scratching up the floor or touching the facings of the door. My wife's going to be proud of me.
Burn the house down. Yeah, that's a consideration you got to think of. I thought about that earlier. I don't remember if I measured the door or not, but the stove I built was considerably large, but it heated our whole house and worked well. And then I built one that was 4 foot high and 3 foot long, and I think it was 2 foot wide, and had a wood air door on it, a stove door that we made at our foundry next door. And I used 6 2.5-inch conduits for the heat exchanger inside of it. It had dual blowers on it. And that was for out in the garage. You could throw a 3 foot log in there, Steve.
Wow. Well, sounds like a mega stove. Yeah, I think this one's going to pretty much heat about 2,000 square feet. It's a black spark. And it's got the blowers on it and all that good stuff. It's got the warm-up cycle on it. You know, the little heat sensor. The stove's got to be at least 120 degrees before the blower will kick on. It's going to be a nice stove, I do believe. I had one for years and years and years and years.
But yeah, I remember Black Bart, the old cowboy, in the old days with the big sombrero. Yeah, I did have a bimetal Klixon device like they use for fan control on your gas stoves and that on my blowers. And they didn't come on until the temperature got up there, and then I could select one fan or two. The stove in the house, I think it just had one fan on it, but it worked quite well. I made it out of 1/4-inch steel, and a guy bought it from me before we ever moved in several years. He bought it from me to heat his cabin up in Colorado.
Called on the cell phone there, Tom. Let me get right back to you.
Send 0 to you.
Standing by.
10-0 TR.
He TR, KN4BWA.
N0TR, mobile. Got a line of traffic here. Must be a train on the tracks.
Come on, don't run over the train now, Tom. Wouldn't be good. Yeah, that was my boss. I always answer the phone when she calls. she's at work. But this thing I think is going to work out real good. And I am kind of hoping to cut my heating bills this winter. And by the way, a friend of mine down in Edgefield, his sons do the blanks for wood turners. So he has got more scrap wood than you can shake a stick at. He says, you come on down. We'll take the front end loader and we'll load up your trailer and your truck.
I have a cord of hickory. Now, I haven't pulled the tarp off of it in 2 or 3 years. I do, however, spray around the perimeter of it with bisenfrin to keep the bugs away from it. It's all split and everything. I'll check it, and if you want it, you can have it. All you got to do is back up to it and throw it in the truck. Bernice said she's going to move it, but I don't want her to move it. But about the worst thing I've ever seen around it is a gray squirrel or two trying to take refuge there. But it should be real good, and its real age is probably 4 or 5 years old or so. But later on, if you're interested, come get it.
ND7J.
ND7J, be quiet. I've got this wood before you do.
Wood at my house that that's not what I was popping in. I was just going to let you know that scrap wood that you were offered, great for starting fires. It's not real good for heating because it will burn lickety split. That stuff that Tom's got is good wood, I know, because I split it, and that's some good wood. You got to grab that.
They make wood pole blanks for wood turners, and every bit of it is oak, hickory, and walnut, and it's all real good hardwood stuff. There's not a call in it.
Yeah, but it's all pieces. It's little tiny pieces, and it'll burn lickety-split. Plus, if it's all hardwood that they're building furniture and such things out of it, it's live. So you, whatever you're talking about, what you're using, but it'll be gone.
But you know what? Free burns awful good. and Tom, I would love to have all that hickory you got over there. I'd be glad to come over and get it and take it out of your way. You don't have a wood stove anymore?
I do, Steve, but I can't handle that. It's just too heavy for us. I have a real nice insert. And Bob, you're right. That's the wood you split for me. He was nice enough to bring his splitter down and split that. And I don't know how many years ago that was, Bob, but we just never did use it. We used a few of those artificial logs, but the insert is in the stove in the fireplace, of course, in the front room. And boy, when you light that thing off, that room gets unbearably hot, and it don't circulate through the house all that well. But I'm just not able to handle it anymore. And good morning, Bob. Go ahead.
Insert. It's got to be 4 or 5 years. Although I might suggest you get into a small pile for a power outage or something. But we used to run our wood insert, and then we would just turn the fan the first time, just the fan, the blower motor, to circulate the air of the house. It did pretty good. But, and actually, Steve, I probably got some wood you can go as well. I've got a lot of wood, more than I can probably burn next year, so you might want to take a ride up. ND7J, go to Steve.
Wow, I'd really appreciate that, Bob. Is it hardwood?
Huge oak tree that's Well, my neighbors fell across my neighbor's driveway, and he got it all cut up and told me if I wanted it. So he had the guys cut it up. So what it is right now is it's logs about anywhere from 18 to about 24, maybe bigger around, and probably cut about 18 to 20 long. So it all needs to be split, but it's ready to split.
Wow. Yeah, sounds good to me. I'll get Tom to make me another splitter.
That was a big project. And I'll tell you, these little two-stage pump splitters and that you can buy at Lowe's and Home Depot and that are just great. And mine was huge. It was like a howitzer cannon. It was an 8-foot wide flange I-beam that I bought from work for 5 cents a pound back then. It was scrap. They had a beam line that they cut beams on, and the superintendent sold it to me for a log splitter. But boy, it done a wonderful job. And my neighbor, again, Merle, my neighbor I told you about, Steve, he's the one that helped me design and build it. A man could do anything, I think. But a lot of old-timers were that way, by golly. He even had a lathe in his shop. But yeah, I'll have to check that and make sure how old, what kind of shape that's in. But it should be all right. It's under a tarp, Steve. Go ahead, Mom.
Under a tarp, the first row on the bottom on the dirt might be questionable, but everything above that is probably going to be good. But I burn a lot of wood, Steve. I got about 100 used wood for, but I got an outdoor wood furnace, and then my house, my hot water, and my I burn 24/7 every day of the year, so I've always got a lot of wood. And I've got some trees that I need bringing down too, so I'll probably have some more to give away. I need at least two or three trees need to be brought down around my place. Go ahead, Steve, and DJ.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I come up here and get whatever I can from you on that situation. And Tom, yeah, I agree with Bob. I think maybe you ought to keep like a quarter face cord, just for power outages and emergencies. But what have you got? Is it a face cord or is it a true cord?
I'll tell you, Bob would be more accurate than me. Steve, I have a Generac, and it's 21,000 watts, and that'd be 90 amps per phase and 180 amps on 120, so I'm not worried about the power outages anymore, and that's another reason I don't need it. But I wouldn't know the difference between them. We called them Ricks. If they were 4x8 by about whatever length you wanted it, that was a Rick. And I think there's about that much down there, but like I say, I'd have to uncover it and check it. And hopefully there's no copperheads in it, and I've never seen one, so there shouldn't be. So what are you up to this morning, Mr. Bomb?
CBA.
And right now I'm going to meet with Bill, pick up a couple items that I bought, and he's got my laptop, and then I'm going back to pressure washing. And that 4x8 by like normally 18, that's a face cord. A full cord is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. And Bill's calling, so go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I just heard David jump in there. Go ahead, KB4, CBA. What's happening, David?
The crowd in here, we got Steve, we got Tom, we got Bob, and little old me. Well, I just finished playing tennis, so I'm about to sweat myself to death here. I tell ya, it's getting hot out there. It says it's 75, but feels like 85 to me.
Yeah, it's gonna get warm today. Listen, while I got everybody on the radio here, you guys know about W4NGU wife?
Roger, Roger.
No, you said she was ill, is all I know, Steve. And, I'm so mad I could scream here. The people in front of me just throwed out two bags of trash in the middle of the road, and I honked at them about five times, and all they did is give me the finger. should have got their tag number, but police would never do anything about it. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry to hear about Phil's wife.
Yeah, that's just an example of people that just don't care. They have no pride in anything, including themselves. But as far as Phil's wife, she's up at the hospital for the second night. I haven't texted Phil yet this morning, but she's still up there, and I'll be praying about her.
What's wrong, Steve?
Yeah, but I'd kind of rather not say over the radio.
Okay, roger that. ND7J mobile behind a tractor who's going 5.
Well, you cleared up a bunch there, Mom. You're right in there. Good morning, Dave.
Hope he has a triangle on his the back of it. I think anything below, 15 miles an hour has to have one of those reflective triangles on it.
A state truck, so they're null and void.
Void.
You should have my text in just a second there, Bob.
They laid off a bunch of road and bridges workers.
This is lean on shovels. I'm sure it's not going to be a big loss.
Well, hey, did y'all hear about New York City? De Blasio is going to lay off 22,000.
Yeah, they found a shovel that can stand up by itself.
That's picking a little heart. You know, you're crazy enough to live in New York City and be a Democrat. Oh, man, they deserve what they get. What's he so sell you reap?
What happened in New York? I missed that.
Yeah, New York City is going to lay off 22,000.
22,000 what?
Police and city employees.
New York has a ton.
Well, I would, the city employees, I mean, I'm not sure that that's going to be a great loss. And lay off the city employees who don't do nothing and keep the cops.
Said shovel holders.
Is there a city office? It's actually a joke to watch those people not work. And they must have, that must be a qualification. You go into the DMV tag office, and I've never seen a bunch of lazier, well, we'll just say lazier girls. That's not the word I had in mind, but anyway, never seen a bunch of lazier people than in the DMV tag offices.
Yeah, KN4VWA, we won't even go into that office in Spartanburg. That's the worst, most obnoxious bunch of people down there I ever saw. I got treated well at Greer. And I don't mind Greer, I don't mind Greenville, but that bunch in Spartanburg, they're a bunch of, that, well, like you said, they are the atypical government shovel leaners.
A piece of work.
Yeah, I'm following the DMV van. shoot, I'm crossing the Lake Cunningham Bridge here, so I'm not too far from home. Well, Mom, you got to have so many non-producers for so many producers, you know. And the non-producers would be the bosses, I guess you'd say. And they got a lot of them. But yes, Greer's the best DMV I've ever been through in my life. Kansas was atrocious. They were slugs. But at any rate, gentlemen, I'll let you all go. And I'll say 73s to everybody. And Bob, good to hear you this morning. This is NZ0TR clear.
Tom, try to stay out of trouble today. I'd hate to come over there when I get that wood and find Bernice's head to straighten you out with a piece of it. Later on, guy. Clear.
Bernice keeps him straight all the time anyway. He don't even swagger because she'll get on him like white on rice. And most of the time, if not all of the time, well-deserved. Have a good one, Tom. We'll see y'all later. ND7J, stationary.
Take it easy, buddy. And you're really hitting that repeater from wherever you are. You're hitting it good this morning right now. Dave, you still there? Or are you going to sleep?
I actually changed the coax and looked at the power problem. Directed me to the battery. I think I had some power issues with the radio, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, y'all doubled up there for a second. I heard the power issue you thought you had, so, but no, you're hitting it good. What'd you say, Dave?
I said I'm driving, so I had better stay awake.
Well, now, hey, with you, there's no guarantees there.
Late one day, years ago, driving and going through easily, just past the PCP, Pickens County Produce, on the Easley Highway, and I fell asleep going up that hill, but I was working two jobs. I was doing a revival every night at a church, and I had a cold, and I was taking some kind of medicine, and I just fell asleep, and when I woke up, I was just inches from, well, about a car length from hitting the car, so by the time I hit my brakes, I hit the car.
No one was injured.
I was in a little Dodge Colt, 79 Dodge Colt, but I hit a lanyard, and they had this big old trailer hitch sticking out with a ball on it, and they turned my front end, my front bumper into a V. I'm telling you, I mean, I was going about 50 when I hit them. I don't think I budged that car an inch.
Taking on an elephant. What do you think about that, Bob?
I guess it could have been worse, but good thing nobody got hurt. And I'm getting another text message in here from somebody. But I'm sitting here waiting on Billy Boy, and 4IQ's coming up here. I got to get my laptop from him, and I bought some ham radio gear. And I'm going to get the rest of the components I need for that project on Saturday.
Hell yeah. Well, so what did you buy?
A DR dongle and a FunCube dongle that I'm going to hook up to the 7300 to get a bigger pan adapter. And I bought the what I need to get the signal out of the radio to do it correctly. And I bought that. That's coming Saturday, so I'll upgrade my 7300 and then get the pan adapter running.
Dave, he's going to take an FDR.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
FDR, Dingleberry.
I can't have talk. I mean, you know, you from the being from the South and all that. Heck, I ain't understand words you say in half the time.
That's a mix of Southern and Appalachian, Kentucky, Appalachian hillbilly.
So what's a SDR?
Driven radio. Isn't that the ultimate goal there, Bob?
Yes, sirree. That's what they are. I actually bought two of them because I'm not sure which one's going to work best. And I'll probably sell the other one back off to somebody else that wants to do what I'm doing.
Can't you sit there in front of your computer and operate your 7300 out of your computer?
I'm old-fashioned. I like turn knobs and that kind of thing. And I like computers, don't get me wrong. I mean, they make good paperweights and stuff like that, but eventually you gotta upgrade because the software you want won't load on your computer because your computer's too dang old. I tell you, if somebody could come out with a program that you could put on your computer so you could download anything you wanted to and didn't have to do. It kept it upgraded, and you didn't have to buy a new computer to operate it. I tell you, they could make some money.
Well, this, Steve, does more than just, I've already got rig control without this. This gives me a big pan adapter, a big waterfall, like what's on the 7300, only it's bigger, it's on your monitor. It also will do rig control, but I'm actually doing this so that I can get a bigger pan adapter on a monitor rather than a little 3-inch screen on the 7300. So that's basically what this setup's for, not so much rig control.
Well, that would be good for me. So, I center my screen, and that's where I tune from, no matter what my band I'm on, it just goes to the cursor goes to the center, but anyway, yeah, that would be a nice feature.
Well, my 7800 actually has a video out. 7610 actually have video out, so you can hook it to a bigger monitor. So the 7300 does not have that option. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing to basically get a bigger monitor for my 7300.
I wonder if I could do that same thing with my 991A.
Likely you could. It would take a modification. ICOM and DX Engineering actually sell the modification that you can install yourself. But it's just a matter of getting the IF signal out of the radio into the FunCube. And then the FunCube plugs into a computer, and then you run some software, and you've got a big screen pan adapter, which is what I want. I want the pan adapter. I want to be able to see the signals where they're at and dial to them. Like on my 7800, I've got it on a big, huge monitor, so I can see it real easily.
I need to break down and buy you an Elcraft or one of these big cube radios.
Dude, I got a 7800. I'm not sure how much more radio one could buy, except for a 7851. I think that's the upgraded version of what I had, and I think they're selling for about $15,000. That's the new 7851's the new 7800.
Some change for you, Steve.
No, I've got a daughter getting married. I'm facing bankruptcy.
Some ham radio equipment to pay for that wedding.
Paying 4BW. No, I'll sell the wife before I do that.
Getting to see her. I'm in the garage here. Am I hitting the repeater right?
Dave, you're hitting it solid and full fighting, bud. That is double the radio you had before, man. Yeah. Don't you agree? Agree, Bob?
Since I have two of them myself. So, yeah, it sounds real good.
Well, I'm going to bail out of here. Y'all have a good day, and I'm sitting here soaking wet, to the skin, and I don't know if I'm going to take a shower. I'm not playing tennis the rest of the day, so I'm going to go ahead and take a shower. All right, y'all have a good one. 73's Bob and Steve, and we will talk to y'all later. Enjoy the day. KP4CBA clear.
Have a good one, David. See you again.
Get in there and stay in the house the rest of the day. That way you'll stay out of trouble. Guaranteed. Well, almost guaranteed. See you later. Hey, Bob. So when does all this stuff arrive? You didn't mind. I'd kind of like to come up and take a look at that, man.
Here any time now, the next few minutes, to get the SDRs, and then the components that I need to install in the 7300 are supposed to be here Saturday, so I'll probably be working on it Saturday or Sunday.
So the radio you're talking about are just plug-ins in the back, right?
It's inside the radio.
Just a port deal.
Oh, no, you got to take the cover off, and you got to remove some components that are in there. There's a little tuner plug that you got to remove that, and then you install this little card that they give you, and plug it all back up in the way it's supposed to go, and then put the case back on. And then there's a port in the back of this card where you can plug the tuner port, tuner thing back in. Right now, the way my radio is configured, I've removed the tuner port because I don't need it. And I put in a receive antenna adapter inside there in that same spot. So when this comes out, I may or may not lose my receive antenna capability on that radio. I'm not sure. Or there might be a point way where I can have it all in there. I'm just not sure until it all gets here and I start working on it.
Well, whenever you get it done, if you don't mind, I'd love to come up and try to see that.
I remember last time you were at my house, the radio on the right-hand side, my 7800, right above that was a big monitor, like a 24-inch monitor, and on that monitor was the same thing that was on the screen of the 24-inch, or I mean on the 7800. And that's basically what's going to end up on the 7300. There'll be another monitor hooked to it, and I'll be seeing what's on the 7300 screen on the big monitor.
Okay, so which one are you actually using as your primary for transmit?
I use my 7800 mainly for sideband, and I do CW on that one if I'm going to use the gear. And the 7300 I do digital with, and if I'm going to use the function keys, I'll use the 7300 to send CW, and I do RTTY on both. So, I mean, it just, both radios can do everything on any antenna on any band. So, I mean, it's pretty much just flipping switches around to get the antennas hooked up right.
Zero TR. Well, good morning again, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hi, Bob.
That's about all you get out of Bernice, but at least it's a transmission, Bob. We're headed to Costco's now. And, Steve, I'd say Bob's got enough radio at the time that he got that radio, and he didn't give this much for it, but they were selling for $12,000.
I tell you what, I'll be gone by the time you get back, bud. Have a good afternoon, 73, Bob. I hope all that works out the way you planned. Later, guys. And, Tom, I'm going to go ahead and back out of here, too. I've been sitting chatting for a while. I'm going to go ahead and look at this stove again and see if I can't start in on the procedure to get the stack through the ceiling. So, y'all have a good day. And, Bernice, I feel for you. Day in 4, BWA, clear.
Hey, Steve, would you do me a favor and send me that text that you sent Bob a while ago? Because I sure like that gentleman.
Problem, Tom. I don't know how I did it, but I lost your card that had the phone number and the email on it. Stupid me, okay? I can't find it. I don't know what I did with it. Let me go ahead and just give you my phone number over the air. Everybody else has got it. It's my business number. And then you can text me that information, and then I'll text you back what's going on, okay? It's 864-879-4228.
You got it, Bernice? She's writing it down. I'm driving, Steve. Yeah, you got a pencil there? I'll give you mine. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Give it to me, bud.
864-434-2798. 2798, Steve. 434-2798. Yeah. And my email is just Tom, and then my call sign at gmail.com. All small letters, T-O-M, and then N0TR, gmail.com.
I'll have this sent over to you in a flash, bud, right now.
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it. And, it's great to hear Bob on there this morning. So many times he's been working, and he's really hard to hear. And good morning to N4IQ, that famous DXer. Always great to hear from Bill. All right, Steve, I'll let you go. Be careful out there. It's a beautiful day. I got 80 36 degrees, and I guess Dave signed out. I was in the house picking up Bernice, and we're headed out, 73, can 4PWA, Sandra LGR clear.
On my personal cell phone, thank you, have that number that way.
Excuse me. For some reason, you got real scratchy and weak there last couple of transmissions.
Now, the number that I'm going to text you on is my personal cell phone, so you'll have it. The other one is my business cell phone.
Well, I just got one here. What's it in, Bernice? 4288. And, I won't use it, Steve, because I know business is business, and that'll be fine. I'm driving, so it'll be a little bit before I acknowledge it, because I don't text and drive. Thanks, Steve, and 0TR.
Like I said,
what
I'm going to text you on, later on, stay in forward with a day, clear.
Where'd you meet Bill at? Have you got off your spot? 7J and 0TR. 0TR mobile. Q and 4IQ and 0TR. TR, bye.